My name is Sasha Dyke. I'm a resident of Park Extension, and I have been for a couple of years now. And we're involved in a coalition bringing together residents from Park Extension, Villeray, and Petite Patrie to try and think of creative uses for the little neighborhood that is between all three of our neighborhoods, a neighborhood that often goes by the name Alexandra Marconi, but lately has been given the moniker Mile X by condo developers. So it's a neighborhood that, according to the local administrative boundaries, it belongs to all three neighborhoods, but unfortunately it's always been a bit of a cast-off, and so it has never gotten the attention that it probably should have, and as a result it's been a bit of a quirky neighborhood. There used to be a railroad track that ran through it at an angle. It was taken out, and it left these very interesting buildings. It's very cheap rent. It used to be a second heart of the textile industry, kind of between the eastern part of Mile End and the textile main artery up on the north part. It's, starts with the C. Doesn't really matter. And since the collapse of the textile industry and everything moving to China, we now have these beautiful empty buildings that have been snapped up by condo developers, especially to the south of Jaltello. And as a result of the zoning changes that will come with the Invested Montréal buying the largest virgin piece of land left in central Montreal, on the island of Montreal, which is the train tracks north of Van Horn, south of Beaumont, between Rockland and Park Avenue. It's known as the Outremont Train Yards. As a result of that purchase to build their new campus, we're going to see zoning changes in the Marconi-Beaumont district. And so we're organizing the residents of these three neighborhoods to try and make sure that resident voices are heard in this rezoning process.
Could you talk a little bit about the event tonight and maybe how it went? Was it a success? How
sure.
do you feel about it? And also, what was the goal of kind of bringing it together tonight?
So the coalition is called Coalition Marconi-Beaumont, and it's been around since probably since last summer. We had our official coming out and statement of principles and kind of mission statement in the end of January, and we announced that we would have a public information meeting, and that's what happened tonight. We were expecting 50 or 60 people here at Café Lartère in Park Extension. We ended up having 180, which is our capacity. We actually had to turn away 20. So we had 200 people interested in coming to this public information meeting to find out just what is going on with their neighborhoods. And so we were able to tell them about the rezoning process, about the changes that have been underway since 2006 when Invested Montréal announced that they wanted to purchase that land, and to also get some of their feedback about what they'd like to see in their neighborhood.
And so tonight was the first public event, but it seems like the consultations are going to be taking place over several years. What's the timeline, and what does it mean to have this many people come out when it's the project's only just beginning? It seems pretty heartening that, you know, even at the very beginning, before the consultations even start, people are interested.
Absolutely. So the public consultations should take a year, year and a half, and they should start very soon. We've been told they will start in April. Probably it'll be May or June. And that's why we've kind of mobilized early. We want to already start talking to people, start getting their ideas, start them talking to each other, get neighbors talking to each other, so that when the public consultations do happen, and they will then be summarized by the company that's been given a contract by the city and then given to the OCPM, the Office de Consultation Publique de Montréal, who will then recommend to the city what zoning changes should take place and what the plan d'aménagement should be. So we are getting them ready, the residents, to propose a positive vision for the neighborhood. The thing is, you have to be ahead of the ball for these sorts of things. If you come in afterwards and try and contest a zoning change, then you're going to lose because it's too late. Everything seems inevitable, and most importantly, the checks have already been signed. If you come in ahead of time and you propose something positive instead of just being against something and being negative, then you have much better chances of succeeding. So we're calling for social housing, we're calling for green spaces, we're calling for social services, we're calling for a maintaining of some of the jobs that exist and a shift towards a more cooperative and social economy. And we're calling for a true transparency in this process, this consultative, and then also in the decision-making process.
Right, because that's one of the things I wanted to ask about, because the city does have this consultation process in place, and you kind of touched on it, but could you speak a bit more about why it's necessary, even if the city's holding the consultation, to kind of go that step further and mobilize people and get more people involved?
Well, we've seen it in the past, unfortunately, when the OCPM, this office that is supposed to do consultations, do it and then come up with usually fairly good recommendations, and then there's even a verb in it in French, which is very sad. It's called tabletage. It's when it's simply put on a shelf and it's never looked at again, and the city does what it wanted to do anyway. And it helps promoters to work around whatever bylaws are already set up. So we want to avoid tabletage. We want to make sure that the recommendations are grounded in the needs of the residents and that they are actually respected and lead to true policy changes and hopefully to a new radical vision for the neighborhood that reflects the actual needs and wants of its residents.
If you could talk about, because it does go through three different neighborhoods, and you spoke a little bit about the geography, but maybe you're probably more familiar with Park X, but if you could talk a little bit about the what you know of the demographics of the neighborhood or the residents who are already there and maybe what the main priorities maybe for, or as you see them, for these neighborhoods?
Well, as a Park Xer, I can tell you, and this is also based on the census data from the 2006 census, that the part that is in Park X is lower income, higher educated often, and yet underemployed, and as a result, doesn't have access to opportunities. So we want to make sure that the Park X residents have access to employment and services and education. And we see the same things in the postal codes that are included in the Petite Patrie sections and the Villerie sections. But what we are also seeing is a change. As these condos come in, the new residents tend to be younger. They tend to be in couples without children. Many of these condos are 1.5s, they're 2.5s, they're bachelor pads. They're not four families. And that's something else that we find is very unfortunate. In Park Extension, we mostly have families, which is a wonderful thing, but we don't have enough housing for them. So I would say that demographically speaking, we want to make sure that there is affordable and appropriate housing for families.
Okay, right. And I know you have several demands that were kind of laid out tonight, or several at least kind of broad lines of what the demands could be. Could you maybe talk a little bit about what those are?
Sure. Well, we talked about social housing, which is probably the main motivator for us. If we're going to be bringing in, there's an estimate of 1,300 new residents in these various condo units. We want to make sure that there's also room for people who can't afford a $350,000 2.5 condo. And especially in Park Extension, we just don't have enough room for all the people who need social housing. And yet here we have a very nice area right under the viaduct, very close to Park X, formerly industrial buildings, lots of land there, lots of empty buildings. Why not encourage our city to buy some of that land as a reserve, a land reserve, and keep it and then sell it, of course, to cooperatives, housing cooperatives, and create social housing for people who truly need social housing and can't afford these very expensive condos. That's our main driving demand. But we're also worried about the environment. There's most of the neighborhood is paved. There's hardly any green space. We'd love to see little pocket parks. Why not? Lots of people tonight talked about the lack of greenery. It doesn't have to be a huge parc jarry in the middle of it, but little spots of lands that can be reclaimed as gardens or parks would be lovely. We also want to make sure that all the new traffic that will come and serve the Université de Montréal is calmed, and that as much as possible there is a place for active transport and for public transit. And we want to make sure that the employment opportunities that are there are some factories, they are in transition. How can we keep those jobs? How can we transform those jobs into new economy jobs? Now there's a group called Communautique, and they're based in one building and they're getting kicked out because it's getting turned into condos, but they are very interested in new technologies and new art forms, and what they would love to do is see a Quartier du Textile 2.0. They would love to see Marconi Alexandra be a new textile district of new cutting-edge textiles that actually incorporate technology and art and cutting-edge design. So there's a way to go back and take those old industries and reinvigorate them with the wonderful artistic force that we have in Montreal, and create a new economy that is proper to us.
Great. And just to finish up, could you maybe talk a little bit about what your next steps are for this campaign, and maybe how people can get involved if they're interested?
Well, we definitely want people to get involved. We've done the work of setting up the bare bones of an organization, and we've launched ourselves to the media, and now we've launched ourselves to the public too, and we want them to come and be very active. We want them to take it over. We are going to be having a Jane's Walk on May 5th or 6th. They can check on the website for Jane's Walks, and that's a walk where we're going to walk around the neighborhood, look at these buildings, look at this area, and talk about the way things were and how they could be, and what seems a good thing, what seems a bad thing. Everybody is an expert. It's time to come and share. We're also going to have workshops where it's called subjective cartography, which is a very nice idea. You look at a map and it just has the streets on it, and then you put the things that kind of matter to you, going beyond buildings and going to feelings and the habits that you have and where you go and the people you know. And that can be a really good way to not only share your knowledge of the neighborhood, but to also know your neighborhood better yourself. We're really trying to create a neighborhood identity and a neighborhood cohesion so that people can participate in these activities, which should be starting in April, but possibly will be in May or June, these official City of Montreal consultative activities. And, you know, we were worried that we would be drawing people a bit too far to the extreme by proposing some ideas, and they were going way further than us. We had people standing up and say, why, you know, we've been marching in student marches, they're talking about occupying the streets, why don't we just occupy the streets? Why don't we do that? Why don't we occupy some empty lots of land? How can we turn this into a place that where families would want to live? How can we make sure that there are big enough units and that there's childcare, that there are services? People have really taken our idea, and it was so heartening to hear that tonight, and they're running with it. And we hope that they will come to our next meeting, which is March 28th at the Centre La Jeunesse, and we hope that they will take part in our activities, and certainly that they will make their voice heard to the city. To find out more, they can go to www.coalition-marconi-beaumont.org.
Great. Thanks a lot, Sasha.
You're welcome.